Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Now we're going to shift to war, controversial elections, civil rights, also tough issues. And they're all issues on the table in our 9/11 world, all issues on the table back in the late 60s. It may seem like an odd comparison, but it's really not. Because Brown University professor Mark Tribe, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Now you're, as I said, at Brown University in Rhode Island. Now you noticed something that was amiss on campus given this very same list of issues today versus in the 60s. What is that?
Yeah, well, when I first started teaching at Brown in 2005, I was surprised at how little protest there was on campus. 2 years into the war in Iraq, the campus was really quiet. And I started to talk with students, and I realized pretty quickly that it wasn't so much that they were apathetic. I think they really cared deeply about what was going on in Iraq and also at home, but they felt that resistance was futile in a way. After their experiences, particularly protesting the war before it started in 2003, when hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets. And for many of them also, their first experience of American politics was the 2004 election cycle. So many of them were pretty disillusioned and turned more towards public service.
And that was something clearly not the case in the 60s, where people were feeling pretty empowered, in fact, very empowered. So basically what you've done is you've started this art project where you are helped to stage speeches from figures of the civil rights and Vietnam War era in the same places where their words were originally spoken. Let's listen to a bit of a 1969 speech by Angela Davis that was delivered over the weekend, I believe, in West Oakland, California.
It is becoming evident that the terror in society is no longer just isolated instances of police brutality here and there, but the terror of society is becoming an everyday instrument of the institutions of this country. The head of the National Guard said it outright. It's in the courts. There is terror in the courts. That judge, whose name is Hoffman, proves that he is going to take the terror of society and bring it into the courts. He is going to use what is supposed to be a court of law, justice, equality, whatever you want to call it, and use it to mete out all of these fascist acts of repression.
Professor Tribe?
Yeah.
And you're hoping that by bringing these speeches forth that it's going to encourage discussion, debate?
Yeah. First, it's just amazing to think that she gave that speech when she was 25 years old. And it's,
I mean,
true.
It's not so, like it, she could have given it yesterday, actually.
They do sound amazingly relevant today. And, I suppose on the one hand, I want to stimulate discussion. I'm interested in taking these speeches, you know, out of the archives where they are gathering dust in some cases and reanimate them and insert them into contemporary political discourse and raise the question, you know, what is the role of protest today? How can protest be effective?
Let's listen to just a bit of a Cesar Chavez speech. This is from 1971.
For the poor, it's a terrible irony that in order to rise up out of their misery, they have to go and kill other poor people. But what have we done to show an alternate way? Talk is cheap. Our children know it.
Again, Professor, words that could easily be spoken by someone today.
Yeah, the Chavez speech, like the others, draws connections between domestic issues.
Mm-hmm.
In his case, he was really concerned with Chicano civil rights and the labor movement and what was going on abroad then.
And Professor Tribe, we're going to have to leave it there. We thank you so much for your time, and folks can be looking out for these speeches all over the country this summer. Mark Tribe, Assistant Professor of Modern Culture and Media at Brown University.
And he's working with Creative Time, which is a great arts organization, and his website is the Port Huron Project, which, of course, Port Huron being the site of an important inauguration of a movement against the war and helping poverty.